The governor's office is at stake.
If my opponent would like to have a bigger impact, he should be running for the legislature.
I've committed not to increase taxes while I'm governor.
The Utah primary. Special coverage on The Doug Wright Show on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
It is so important to get out and vote. That's going to be the ongoing theme throughout our program today. As a matter of fact, at the very end of the program, we're going to hop in the car, broadcast live. I'm going to go over and drop my ballot off at the county complex out on 21st South and State Street. And so hopefully that clarifies things. No, it's not too late to vote. I'm delighted that the governor of the great state of Utah could join us this morning, Governor Gary Herbert. And I understand you just voted at Orem Elementary School. Is that right?
That's correct. That's our voting place. And Jeanette and I just dropped off our votes there for not only governor's race, but others that were on the ticket. And again, it's a great opportunity for everybody to get out. Beautiful day. Get out and vote. No matter who you're going to vote for, get out and vote.
You know, I've heard you say that so many times. I remember when you were lieutenant governor, and for some reason you and I seemed to be on the same circuit. And every time you spoke, I can always remember you encouraging people. And that's one of the major responsibilities of a lieutenant governor, is to be over the elections in the state. It is imperative. And fortunately, Governor, it looks like our numbers are getting a little better. And maybe voting by mail and some other things have helped. Maybe having some races on the Democratic side this time, too, and the Republican side, that where there have been some options for people to get on the ballot. Maybe this has helped.
Well, I hope so. And I think that we are going to have a better turnout. And I think vote by mail is going to help. It's an awkward time for a lot of people at the end of June. You're thinking summer activities, family vacations, et cetera, but that's no excuse. We ought to get out and vote. We have abilities to vote absentee, early voting, now vote by mail. There really is not a good excuse for missing your civic responsibility to get out and vote. And for heaven's sake, at least if you vote, you have a right to complain. If you don't vote, don't complain.
Boy, no kidding. You know, often I'll talk to somebody and finally I say, well, who did you vote for? And they go, oh, I didn't vote. And you go, oh, my goodness, are you kidding me? I just listened to that diatribe and you didn't even bother to vote. I went to the trouble of listening to you whine. Why didn't you vote? And it drives me nuts.
Well, that's right. There's just a lot of elected offices. Our local government. I come from local government. I'm a better governor because I first served as a county commissioner at the local government level. I recognize how significantly important those offices are, where the rubber really meets the road. So it's not just the senator or Congress or even the president or governor. It's really some of those local government officials really have significantly important jobs, and we have to get out and support them and get out and vote.
It's interesting that you'd mentioned the timing of the primary race because, you know, for many years, going clear back, I think, into the late 80s or somewhere in there, maybe earlier 80s, we have now been voting in June. And according to a Dan Jones poll and UtahPolicy.com, 39% of Utahns would prefer a later primary election. And 26% said September, 13% said August. Do the math there, and that's 39% of Utahns want it later.
Well, I think it goes back to the early 90s, actually, Doug, and we had a primary election. We had a couple of Republicans running, and, of course, then the primaries in September. And I know that they beat each other up very significantly, and I think the Republican Party felt like that they'd weakened their candidate going into the November election, and hence the time was moved up from September to the fourth Tuesday in June. And, you know, there's probably no perfect time, and to have too long of a primary is maybe not such a good thing. Not having enough time for the general is not a good thing. So having the optimal period of time. Then with the laws that changed with the Help America Vote Act, we also have to do things at a certain period of time to get the ballots out to our military personnel. So for Utah, it's a little more tricky, but it's certainly something I think that warrants some kind of review. We certainly ought to be getting out and voting. I hope vote by mail, which we're doing 20 out of 29 counties, the ability to early vote absentee, we're making the ballot as convenient as it can be, short of just having somebody come to your door and pick up the ballot for you.
Boy, isn't that true? And, you know, the things that are now in place, we heard a lot of that on the Governor's Commission for Strengthening Utah's Democracy under the Huntsman-Herbert administration. And many of these things people asked for. And, boy, when you ask for them and you get them, you probably ought to use them. Governor, just a final question. You've been out all over the state of Utah campaigning, and what are the couple of maybe clear messages or clear things that Utah want of you if you are to be reelected?
Well, I think they'd like to have a continued focus on economic development. Clearly, we've done a remarkable thing in turning the state around, coming from the depths of the recession to the best-performing economy in America. But some of the areas of our rural state, you know, with the downturn in oil and energy prices, have caused them to have a downturn in their economy. And so out in the Uinta Basin, down in Carbon, Emery County, a little bit of Sevier County, there's some struggles going on there. The operative word there is diversification. We've got to find ways to broaden our base. Clearly, education is a key issue for a variety of reasons about education. We're doing actually very well as a state. Our educational achievement is up. Graduation rates are up nearly 10 points. Our ACT test scores are up. Our NAEP scores are up. In comparison, we're doing very well, but we can do better in education, and I think we can actually become the number one best-performing education system in America. That's something people want to see us do. Maintain our infrastructure, our roads, our transportation. Make sure we have the safety net issues out there for health and human services. Those are things that are top of mind. Overall, I think the concern I've got as I get around is growth. The number one issue for me is growth. How do we accommodate it? We have it because of internal growth rate, our highest birth rate in the nation. But people are coming out of Utah, discovering us anew as a great quality of life, and because we have economic opportunity. So our ability to make sure that our transportation systems work, our roads are maintained, water supply, which is certainly the only limiting factor to Utah's growth, is our water. Those are all issues I think that we need to work on. And over the next decade, really, we need to put in place principles and policies that will allow us to accommodate the growth that's certainly going to happen here in Utah and make sure that in doing so, we have no diminution of our quality of life.
Governor, I really appreciate you joining us today. Give my best to the First Lady, and then hopefully we can chat tomorrow and talk about the results of today's election.
Happy to do it. Thank you very much, Doug.
Thanks so much. The governor of the state of Utah, Gary Herbert, with us here at KSL News Radio, where it is 10:15. We have much more coming your way. We're going to be talking with Dr. Tang, who is running against Jason Chaffetz. Chachi Tang will be joining us, along with Misty Snow.
So you love news and interesting opinions on the news? Great. Try the new JMAC News Show at 12:30 on KSL News Radio.